And we're back here in the post-game show here on KKIA 92.9 The Moose. And joining me, head coach Bob Babe. Your team falls tonight in a final of 9-0. But it, granted, we talked about in the pregame, it's years and years and years removed from your first time against Gilbert. But all things considered, a much better performance. Still a lopsided score, but your team plays the full 80 tonight against Gilbert.
Yeah, we knew coming into this game they were a very good team. And we set a few goals, and we hit some of those goals for the night. And this turf was just fast. That ball kicked off of it pretty quick. We could have practiced on concrete all week, and we wouldn't have been ready for the speed of the ball tonight. So,
walk us through what that does for a team. You know, the ball speed, you know, you talk about it, you play on a great facility like this. The ball plays faster. I mean, is that one of those things where it tires the team out faster? How does it play different schematically compared to what you're used to playing?
Well, with us practicing grass all the time and stuff like that, you just get used to the way the ball is going to react when it hits the ground. And here it's skipping across it, and it doesn't lose any momentum at all. And it just messes up our timing a little bit and our defensive judgment. You think that ball might only go 10 yards after it hits the ground, and then it's going to shoot another 20 or 30 yards before you know it. So it's just an adjustment that in the future we'll have to do something a little bit differently to prepare for games like these.
You look at this matchup, and we talked about it off air, but the first 20, the team was locked in. You only give up the one goal in the first 5 minutes, but the first 20, if you, you know, break the game down to that first 20, because after that they get all their goals, but in that first 20, what was the team doing really well that kept Gilbert at bay with just the one goal in the first 20?
We were marking up very well. We knew what they wanted to do offensively. They wanted to stand right up next to our defenders, try to get that crossed ball and then step in front of our face and get a shot off. And we did a very good job of taking that away. And then we tired out a little bit because they are a high-pressing team. And we lost a step as we got tired a little bit, and we weren't taking away that cross-face cut.
You look at this game for your freshman keeper, Danae Thayer. Something dawned on me while prepping. Alicia Thayer's first playoff game was also Gilbert on this very field back in 2019. Talk about what it does for a freshman keeper to play this caliber of team this early in their career when all the marbles are on the table tonight.
Yeah, playing somebody like this, you can never prepare for it. I'd almost have to have two people shooting at her at the same time in practice to get ready for this, but just see what she can do against these teams. She's going to see those high-velocity shots, stuff like that. And as a freshman, it's going to give her that experience and the confidence to know, hey, I can go stop these balls in the future.
And then you look at this team throughout the season. It comes to a close today. But what has been the thing that has been the most fun about this team throughout the year? I mean, the ups and downs were there like in any season. But what's been the thing you've enjoyed most about this team?
Just the group themselves. A lot of inexperienced players, a lot of freshmen, a couple of first-year players at the older classes. But the reason I love coaching is just seeing the girls grow up throughout the season. Every sport I've ever coached, that's the best part of it, is seeing the growth throughout the year. And from where they went at the beginning of the year to where they finished the year, it was just amazing seeing all that growth this year.
And then it's the other tough part about coaching. You talk about your three seniors, Viegas, Rosati, and Crippa. Talk about those three. I mean, it's tough to see those three go.
Yeah, you know, we get accustomed to having our leaders and our older players on the field, and we'll look to new leaders next year and stuff like that. But it's always difficult losing the seniors at the end of the season. You never want to walk off the field for the last time. So the girls are doing some last bonding there after the game, and they will be missed.
And then last question for you, Coach. Give us some insight to what that post-game huddle's like. I mean, you talked about it there. I mean, I'm sure a lot of tears, a lot of disappointment that the season's over for this team, but they did accomplish a lot throughout the year.
Yeah, and it is a lot of compliments there at the end. We got in that last huddle. I thanked them all for playing this year, how hard they worked for me this year, and the goals that we did accomplish tonight. Like I said, one goal is we wanted to play 80 minutes against this Gilbert team. They got the game ended early the first time we played them. They didn't do it to us tonight, so that was one of our goals. We didn't want that to repeat. So just the just being happy with and how well they played tonight.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate the time throughout the season, and tough one tonight, but congrats on the season.
Thank you. I appreciate you traveling all the way down here.
Happy to do it.